Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're starting off 2022 with the wisdom of Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. It's a longer proverb, so we're going to divide it into two. And this is in the WEB, the World English Bible. It says this: "Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man shall obtain favor from Yahweh, but he will condemn a man of wicked plans. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but by the root of the righteous shall not, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A worthy woman is the crown of her husband, but a disgraceful wife is rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked are about lying in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall become commended according to his wisdom, but he who has a warped mind shall be despised. Better is he who is little known and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man respects the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land shall have plenty of bread, but he who chases fantasies is void of understanding. The wicked desires the plunder of evil men, but the root of the righteous flourishes. An evil man is trapped by sinfulness of lips, but the righteous shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. The work of a man's hands shall be rewarded to him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray for that today. I pray that the work of my friend's hands will be rewarded, that all that hard work, they would see the flourishing of that, that they would see the blessing in that, and that they would be recompensed for that, all that hard work. And I know sometimes, Lord, in this career I've chosen as a writer, I can just work and work and work and work and not see a lot of return. And so I know the frustration of that. And so I pray for mercy there, and I pray for a return on investment in my friend's life today. Lord, that word flourishing came up again. In verse 12, it says, "The wicked desires the plunder of evil men, but the root of the righteous flourishes." And I love that idea of about a root underground, and you can't really see it. It's just there, but as it reaches out into the soil and gathers nutrients and then shoots its spring, you know, springs up from the ground and shoots up whatever flower it is going to produce. Lord, that's what flourishing is. I am thinking of a sunflower right now and how it reaches to the sun. It actually chases the sun. It then produces seed for birds and seed for us. And Lord, that's what we want to be. We want to be flowers with firm, strong roots. We want to chase after the sun. We want to always be looking into your face, Lord. And then we want our lives to be flourishing. We want to produce fruit that lasts. We want to be a blessing to many. And so, Lord, reorient our hearts and our minds and our mindsets away from constantly introspecting and thinking only of ourselves, and instead refocus it on the kingdom and what does it look like to flourish in the kingdom and to help others flourish. It's not just about my flourishing. There's a so what to our stories. There's a so what to the reason why you've healed us. There's a so what to this journey that you have us on. And it's not just for ourselves. It's not for isolation. It's for community. It's to help other people feel not alone anymore, to walk alongside those who are hurting and to give what we have been freely given. You have freely given us so much, and so let us have open hands and open purses and open hearts to pour beautifully into those who are needy. And Lord, we just acknowledge right now, we thank you for the people that you've placed in our lives who have so beautifully poured into us. Lord, may their lives be an example today of who we want to be. Instead of fretting over the negative examples of others and using them as a cautionary tale, which is a good way to do things, instead, help us to look at people who are flourishing and doing great things, and may they be our trademark. May they be what we look for. May they be our inspiration to keep going, to keep walking, to keep forgiving, to keep loving, to keep pouring out because of the way that they have set such a beautiful example. And Lord, of course, we pray too that we would be people who set examples for others of what it looks like to flourish. Lord, You say in verse 3, the root of the righteous shall not be moved. And so we rest in that today. Plant us deep, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a little review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, wherever you're listening to this. It just helps more people find the podcast. And thanks to all of you who have done that already. We have lots of reviews, and I'm really grateful for that. So thanks so much, and I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, fun day.